Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Put those earbuds in, turn up the volume, because it's the time for another edition of Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers right now.
All right, so let's go over what we got. Here's the headlines from the NFL and MLB.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Double Take Sports Talk.
Right, so, Double Take Sports Talk. Until
you're
then.
He does what's going
shout.
On.
All right, Super Bowl is in the books. And a long but yet short NFL season has come to an end. The Kansas City Chiefs, a Super Bowl champions. A Super Bowl, was it 58?
58.
Yeah, Super Bowl 58, 22-25 in overtime to the San Francisco 49ers. Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
In looking at the news, Durham, I had seen that some of the 49ers themselves have said that they didn't realize that the playoffs rules was different from the regular season overtime rules. What's your intake?
They should know better. For one thing, I feel like that
is really a big thing.
It's critical.
Yes.
It's critical. You know that saying is reading makes life a lot easier.
Oh yes, I know all about that, big dog. You know that's my life.
That right there showed me that San Francisco wasn't mentally prepared. They was physically prepared, believe it or not.
Right.
But they was not mentally prepared in a sense of actually reading and preparing and looking at rules and regulations and all that. I mean, that would be one of your top ones. You have a bye week, so you have what, 14 days to look over things like this?
Right.
Rather, if it's looking at rules, looking at film, you got 14 days to do this, and y'all didn't know that. Yeah. Some things were just meant to happen. Now, I'm not saying that San Francisco deserved to lose, but what I am saying is that when you don't prepare very good like Kansas City did, that's what bounds to happen.
So here's the interesting thing about that. Kyle Shanahan said that he did sit down with the team analytics staff and went through potential scenarios for a game that might reach overtime. So if you did that, why wouldn't your players prepare for that?
Exactly. Why are you just going over with the analytics team? That should have been everyone.
Yep.
Every single one.
Yep. And then the other thought, and I really don't know if I really should say anything this, but first thing I'm going to say is that there was a record of 185.6 million bets on Super Bowls with Nevada books. And I believe they also reached a record with viewers of Super Bowl as well, too. And I got to find that statistic because, again, I really did not come into this as prepared as I should have been. So this would be my Super Bowl loss right here. Not coming in prepared. But the other thing that I wanted your thoughts on. I really don't know if I really want to talk about this one, Duro. The conspiracy theories. Have you heard about the conspiracy theories of the NFL? No, it's just a simple yes or no. Have you heard the conspiracy theories?
No.
So you didn't hear nothing about NFL games being rigged?
Oh, I hear that all the time.
Okay. The conspiracy theories behind that is really coming from the right wing party. What they're saying is that it was supposed to have been scripted for Kansas City to go to the Super Bowl so they can endorse Joe Biden for president. Just another one of those meltdowns because they don't like Taylor Swift. So they said, oh, here's what's going to happen because the NFL is so scripted. What they're going to do is Kansas City going to go to the Super Bowl, and then Taylor Swift is going to come out of nowhere and then endorse Joe Biden. So they're trying to make a political game out of it all at the same
time. Yeah, these people are killing me with this shit. They're killing me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's every time.
Yeah. But guess what happened? Nothing. Zilch.
Not a damn thing.
Kansas City won, but that was...
She was too busy all over Travis Kelce. That was it. Too busy all over him.
Oh, and let's not forget she was also cheering, too. So if you want to kind of take the physical side out of that, she was cheering, too.
I'm saying in a sense, like, look, she was too busy all over that dude. That's it. That's all I was saying.
Look, I ain't disagreeing with that at all. She had to go out there and get her little kiss.
Hell yeah. Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Travis Kelce talked about how amazing she is. If you're traveling all over the country within the last 14 days, oh yeah, you better call her amazing.
Oh,
shit.
Hell yeah.
Like,
look, bro, that's real love. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
That's real love.
Yeah.
I mean,
who's hating?
Well, nobody that I know of. But.
MAGA, really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're hating.
You
better believe
absolutely
that.
Absolutely right. Yes.
Yes, they're hating.
They're hating.
No doubt about it.
They're hating because there's such a strong fan base for Taylor Swift, and they can't get her to be intimidated.
Right.
So
right.
You can imagine what happened after, you know, this whole conspiracy theories came around.
Right.
You can only imagine what happened after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What ended up happening is that Donald Trump went to Idaho, and said that, quote, or along these lines, he is responsible for the reason why Taylor Swift is successful.
Stop it. Stop it. Are you serious?
Do it look like lightning strike down on me yet?
Darren, if lightning struck down on you, it did that a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yep. Can't make this up. I just saw it today. Right before we got into this podcast, I saw it. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
I know, she's probably there laughing.
And she probably is, but not to mention it's off topic, but he also said that he's responsible for the economic impact that has been made under Joe Biden. That's just the whole mere point. This was why I said I really didn't want to talk about it, because it was really
I understand why now.
It was really going to be, you know, going to be one of those real conversations again. And
yeah,
you just don't have that kind of time.
That
could be for off the script or whatever you want.
Yeah,
it to be
really good. Could be off the script.
Oh, hell yeah.
Do that.
Yeah, that could definitely be for off the script. So we'll definitely have that conversation one day.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, Daryl, I think that's it for me. I thought I saw some headlines that I wanted to share, but I cannot think of any other than... Here it is. The 49ers-Chiefs matchup was most watched program in television history with an average of 123.4 million people, or viewers, excuse me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then this one just don't make sense to me, but it is what it is. I forgot that Joe Flacco was still playing. Lamar Jackson has been named AP NFL MVP for his second time in his career. Joe Flacco was named NFL Comeback Player of the Year with 250 yards and multiple passing touchdowns in all five games with the Browns. Christian McCaffrey was named AP NFL Offensive Player of the Year for the NFC side, anyway. 21 total touchdowns. And led the league with 1,459 rushing yards. the Cleveland Browns, Kevin
Stefanski.
Thank you. He was named AP NFL Coach of the Year for the second time in his career. And that's all I see for the awards on that behalf. I don't see any other ones on here that I see off the top of my head or when I'm looking at. But yeah. But I think that's it, other than wrestling, that never say never on the behalf of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, never say never. Never say never.
He said do not rule him out for a potential comeback.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, because it's understanding now that since Cody Rhodes got his WrestleMania spot back, it is rumored that The Rock will turn heel.
Now that you made me think
that's
about it,
that's the gist of that.
I literally just saw something, literally, in a notification that need to be mentioned, and I lost it.
Whoops.
I did. It was right after. Here it is. The Rock is furious after Cody Rhodes decides to fight Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40.
Yeah. I think that was when he got into that confrontation with Triple H. And
yeah, that was on Thursday.
That was right after he smacked the crap out of Cody Rhodes, yeah.
Yeah, Rock slapped Cody, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I think that was the beginning phases of his heel turn.
Part two. I'm sorry. Yeah, Hollywood Part 2. It's what I would like
to call it. Yeah, Hollywood Part 2. No, me too. I like to call it that too. Yeah, no doubt.
If that's the case, then I'd definitely be watching wrestling just for that alone.
Just for that alone.
Because it made me appreciate the first part of it. So I got to watch the second one.
Yeah, I would love to see what's up.
Shut your mouths.
That's right. I'd love to see what happened on that behalf.
Tell me about it. Especially Toronto. Okay. I would love for him to do a remake of Toronto.
If it's in the schedule within the time that he's supposed to be, yeah, it might just happen.
I would love to see
it. It might.
Yeah. I would it love might. To see that.
Oh, man. Roasting Toronto.
Would, man, I would lose a lot of weight laughing at him. Sorry. I'm done.
You could technically say that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's absolutely true. So that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Uh-oh. Okay. So just going to share a couple things real quick. Of course, All-Star Weekend is this weekend, of course. So this is going to be hopefully not a long weekend, but it's going to be pretty interesting, to say the least.
Yeah.
Since we're about 2 minutes from downtown.
Yeah, we're a few minutes from downtown, and I'm hopeful that there are not going to be big, criminal consequences on that behalf.
Activity.
But yeah, it's very possible with the way these individuals have been acting. But
Yeah. You're right about that. You're right about that. And also, the Hornets, Miles Bridges, gets his three criminal counts dismissed.
Out of how many? He had quite a few of them then. Just get three?
No, he also had a previous count of domestic violence, I think they talk about it also.
Okay.
I talked about that on my Breaking Mental Health podcast. And also, former NBA player Brent Forbes was arrested on a family violence charge. I also talked about that on my Breaking Mental Health podcast also. And he is charged on assaulting a family member by choking, strangulation, a third-degree felony. So basically, it looked like he strangled his ex-girlfriend.
I'm shocked. Crazy.
Yeah. Because the previous arrest was he harmed his, was at the time, fiance because of the fact that she makes more money than him. And he didn't like
that. Oh, that. Help us all.
Yeah, I talked about that on the break.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to try to get back on my Breaking Mental Health podcast. I got a lot to talk about also. There's going to be some exposures that I'm getting ready to bring out.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be scary.
Yeah. It's going to be scary. So I'm going to expose it. This is it. Sometimes you get sick of the games, so now you got to call it out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm calling Miles out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm calling this relationship. I'm calling it out. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm done. So
yeah, absolutely.
It is. This is exactly what it is. And I am not apologizing ahead of time to sit up here and talk about that. I'm not doing it.
All I have for that. There were some trades that happened.
Oh, right. Right.
Now, ask me what those trades were. I forgot.
Right. And I didn't even bring them up.
Spurs is trading forward Doug McDermott to the Pacers, and the Pacers sent guard Buddy Hield to the 76ers.
Wasn't there more than that, though?
From what
that's all you see.
That's all I see, yes.
Oh, well, hang on.
I was looking at...
When was the trade deadline?
I think it was February the 9th or the 10th. No, it wasn't. It could have been the 7th. What was Thursday's
date? I think it was on the Wednesday or
Whatever Wednesday's
the
date.
The 8th. The 8th.
What was Thursday's date? The 9th?
Yeah. No, Friday was the 9th. Thursday was the 8th.
Okay, so it was Wednesday or Thursday then. Yeah. There was more to this trade.
It is. I'm trying to bring it up, but for some odd reason, wants to move slow.
Well, I still had kept the notifications for him. Trying to find him again. I didn't even realize Deebo Samuel got injured.
Oh, he did? I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I was scrolling too fast and I lost it. Oops. But Deebo Samuel got injured and I don't know what it consisted of. Sunday,
trades.
Thursday. Kobe in the
I got it right here, dude.
Pose.
Good. I got it.
Oh, these are just headlines, so I wouldn't be able to know all of it anyway. I just see Pacers are traded Buddy Hield to the 76ers for Marcus Morris. What is it? Furkan Karmix and 3 second-round picks.
Yeah.
And then something else happened after that.
Okay. Nope, I got it right here. So I'm about to read the whole gist from the trade deadline. I could read the first because it's only 3. And then the 7th was only 3, but the rest of them, ooh, all the way up to the 8th, it was quite a few of them. But just from the trade deadline, Portland Trailblazers received 4, Delano Brown from the Boston Celtics. So Boston Celtics received draft considerations from Portland, and the Sixers received draft considerations from the Celtics. And then the Boston Celtics received guard Jaden Springer from the 76ers. Charlotte Hornets received draft consideration from OKC. Charlotte Hornets received 4 Davis Bertans from Oklahoma City. Charlotte received guard, Ooh, I am not trying to say this name, but I'm going to do the best I can. Fosligi Mishik from OKC. I know that's wrong, but Charlotte Hornets received guard Trey Mann from OKC. Oh, God, I hate playing him with 2K. Oh, I hate playing him. I do. OKC received forward Gordon Hayward from the Hornets. Sacramento Kings received center Robert Lopez from the Bucks. Did you see what he did?
Who?
Right after he got traded? Robert Lopez?
No, I did not.
Robert Lopez. He read a book. He said right there in the announcement table, read a book. He did. He read a book.
Sounds good to me.
I agree.
Sounds good to me.
I loved it. It was funny to me.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
The Pistons received draft consideration from Minnesota Timberwolves. The Pistons also received guard Troy Brown Jr. from the Timberwolves. And they also received guard Shake Milton from the Timberwolves. And the Wolves received guard Monte Morris from the Pistons. The Sixers received draft considerations for the Bucks. The Philadelphia 76ers received guard Cameron Payne from the Bucks. And the Bucks received guard Patrick Beverley from the 76ers. And the Memphis Grizzlies received draft considerations from the Phoenix Suns, in which the Grizzlies received Forrest Shimizu Mitu from the Phoenix Suns. And the Grizzlies received guard Utah Watanabe from the Phoenix Suns. And then Phoenix Suns received forward David Roddy from the Memphis Grizzlies. And then the Suns received also forward Royce O'Neal from the Brooklyn Nets. Oh, I did not know he got traded. Yikes.
Yikes.
Yeah, I didn't know that. The Nets also received draft considerations from the Suns. And then the Nets received forward Keita Bates-Diop from the Phoenix Suns. I know I botched that name. And the Brooklyn Nets received guard Jordan Goodwin from the Phoenix Suns. I thought he was Bradley Beal. Every time I played the Suns on 2K, I thought it was Bradley Beal, but it wasn't. It was him. Scary shit.
Animations could look very much alike. I'm sorry, animations.
Yeah, even his profile picture, he looked just like Bradley Beal. It's scary. Maybe cousins or something. Yeah. Once removed. Scary.
Oh, man, ain't that it.
Yeah. And then the Wizards received draft considerations from the Mavericks. And the Wizards received four Rajon Holmes from the Dallas Mavericks. And the Mavericks received four Daniel Gaffer from the Washington Wizards. The Spurs received draft considerations from the Sixers. And the Spurs also received four Marcus Morris Sr. from Philadelphia. And then Philadelphia received Buddy Hield from the Pacers. And then the Pacers also received Doug McDermott, as you mentioned, from the Spurs. And the Pacers received draft considerations from the Philadelphia 76ers. And then, of course, you also mentioned that the Pacers received guard Makai Cormont from the Sixers. And the Charlotte Hornets received draft considerations from the Dallas Mavericks. Hornets received guard Seth Curry from Dallas Mavericks. And the Hornets received forward Grant Williams from the Mavericks. And
hold on, also, so where did Seth Curry go?
He goes to Charlotte. He went to Charlotte.
Why did Dallas do that? Why? Why?
That's their loss.
That's
their loss.
Why?
It's not smart, but it's their loss.
It is.
It's not smart at all.
Stupid.
Yeah, that was not smart at all. You got one of your sharpshooting guards and you ship them off. That's not good. But I guess if it makes his daddy happy, why not?
Oh, I see your point.
Yeah.
As long as you don't surpass any awards. Grant Williams.
I doubt it. I don't think he's going to be that long. I think it was just to make a move from the to the trade deadline. Mavericks received draft considerations from the Hornets. They also received P.J. Washington from the Hornets. And the Pacers received draft considerations from Golden State. And the Pacers received guard Corey Joseph from the Golden State Warriors. And the Warriors received draft considerations from the Pacers. And I think the Pacers ended up waving guard Corey Joseph at the end of it. The Pistons received draft considerations from the New York Knicks, in which the Pistons received guard Evan Fournier, guard Ryan Arcidigano, that botched that, and Quentin Grimes and Malachi Flynn from the Knicks. And the Knicks received guard Alec Burks and Bojan Bogdanović. I got to get the move in. Raptors received Spencer Dinwiddie. And the Nets received guard, forward Thaddeus Young and Dennis Schroeder from the Raptors. Detroit received draft considerations and Daniel House Jr. from the 76ers. And they also received draft considerations. Utah Jazz received draft considerations and Otto Porter Jr. for the Raptors and Kira Lewis Jr. The Raptors received Kelly Olynyk and Okai Abogachi from the Jazz. The Pistons received Simone Fanchicchio from the Jazz. And they also received draft considerations and Kevin Knostic second from the Pistons. That's that. Okay, real quick. I got two games from 2K.
Man, don't play with me.
All right. February 8th. The Detroit Pistons and the Portland Trailblazers. The Pistons won this one in overtime. 128-122. In my game, I kicked their ass 122-104. And February 10th, which is Saturday, the Pelicans and the Blazers. The Pelicans won 93-84. And in my game, they won 119-112. And that's that.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I know, right? So if you don't have anything else, we can wrap this up and get on out of here.
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right. Thank you to everyone that's listening to this podcast or watching whatever they do. Gaming community, we still appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much for helping the support of our channel. We appreciate that very, very much.
Always.
Yes, lovely thing. Lovely thing. Continue to support us. We're on that YouTube channel. You can check us out there at... What was it? DTST? Nope.
Oh, you're talking about the DTST podcast.
The gaming channel. The gaming channel. At the Watch Brothers. I said DTST. And this one, of course, at DTST 2414. And then, of course, you got X at DTST 2414. And Instagram, the Watch Brothers. But until then, I'm Daryl. There's right across from me.
Yep.
All right. Thanks again. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Catch us next week. Until then.
Ciao.
Ciao.